Okay, Ellie's giving me the spine. Okay, good. Everybody can see, everybody can hear. Okay, so let's begin. For tomorrow's shiur, let's try to make it at 11 a.m. Is that good for everybody? Okay, and we'll see if we can get one more in this week. We'll try. I'm just not sure exactly the schedule, but I'll be in touch, and either I'll figure it out by tomorrow morning, or going forward. Okay, so for today, let's continue from where we left off. Excuse me. We were talking about the Avelos part of the sugya. Again, it's just a very small, raya in the Hemshecha of the Gemara, but it's actually, as I say, an oft-quoted Makar, together with the Sugya in Moed Katan and Daf Chav, which sheds some interesting light on some of the different, expressions of Avelos. And of course, since we were talking about Shmua Rechoka, so of course there's a formalistic component to this, namely, what elements does Shmua Rechoka retain of classic Avelos? But and if, in terms of the Nihugim, in terms of the Miktsas Hayom Kekulo, all the issues that we've been discussing, Takfala of Avelos, if you have the integration. So this is a fascinating topic, but obviously it's also connected. As you know, the halacha here is trying to like structure the emotional response of the Avel, and therefore the idea that on the one hand, as I said the other day, when he hears the news, that's his moment of grief. That's his shas chimum, in some respects. But at the same time, hearing it in a way in which it becomes clear, that this didn't just take place, but that it took place, more than a month ago, obviously that changes the equation. So I think there are really two issues. One is the psychological, dialectical, impact of hearing something, experiencing something now, but knowing it took place earlier, which I think is very complicated, and that accounts for a lot of the dialectic in the dinim. And also, there's just the break, even in a more technical, structural way, between the moment, which is the mechayev of misa in some respect, the mechomet, which is the mechayev of avelos in some respects, which is the misa itself. And again, the fact that Shloshim has its own status and stature within Avelos. So that very fact that you're distant from that point, in addition to the, again, these are overlapping ideas, to the psychological way that you process things and so on. But the very fact that there's like this time zone, which is separated from part of the mechayev is also consequential. So it's a very fascinating question to build like a, I guess, a dossier, or to build a an analytical model or graph of the relationship of the regular din of avelos and the din of shmua rechoka. Okay, so we've discussed this with regard to. Would you be a mechalik between Shiva Shloshim and Yud Beis Kodesh, for example, or between the Avelos of a parent, which is more intense, and other Aveluyos? The comment of the Ramban in Taurus Adam that the Ritva also repeats, I think, in Moed Katan, as well as the question of Kriya, Machlokas in the Rambam and the Ramban, and the Ramban's actual Chiluk. Here you do get the echo of distinguishing between Kriya Sava V'Imo and all others. And then, of course, we discussed the question, what happens if you have more than one Avelos merging, like the case of the Gemara, where it's the father and the mother together, as well as the bigger question, which is, does it affect the Nihuge Avelos, the Hekef, let's say? You could have thought, and that seems to be Pshat in the Rambam, that this is like, a compacted avelos, but all the dinim apply. They just apply for a shorter period of time. Whereas you could say, which is what the Ramban does say, that that's not the case. All you need is some sort of an expression. So is that because of the time frame of it? More likely, it's, again, because of the nature of it. And then the question of Essen and Lavin in general, and, Isurim, or things that you refrain from and things that exhibit, and the relationship between Chalitzas Sandal and Chalitzas Tfilin, and the formulations that we have in the Rambam that's like Yom Shvi, as opposed to the Ramban, that doesn't say it's Yom Shvi, but it's just not Yom Rishon. And I think those are all very telling and very different issues. There was one issue that I wanted to just mention before, actually, one other point. When we first encountered the question of Nilas Sandal and the question that the Ramban and the Ritva ask, which is, we already know the din of Nilas Sandal from Yecheskel, from the Sugyas and Moed Katan, why are we saying, Shema Mina, here? So I think I mentioned that one could say that Nilas Sandal, the Chiddush is that we apply this particular niyug even to Shmua Rechoka. Again, if you take the view that Shmua Rechoka isn't just, a later or the seventh day or, et cetera, but is fundamentally, characteristically different. So I just wanted to mention that Rabbeinu David, David Bonfil, does mention this possibility. The reason that we need to say Shema Mino with regard to Nilas HaSandal has to do with the Chiddush of Shmua Rechoka. He then goes on after that and says a lot of things which come from Ramban's Torah Adam about Essen and Lavin, etc. But it's an interesting perspective that whereas for the Ramban and the Ritva, each in their own way, maybe, Nilas HaSandal is like an ideal expression, Rabbeinu David feels in the opposite direction, that you might have thought that Nilas HaSandal was maybe too trivial to apply to Shmua Rechoka. Okay, so one other thing I just wanted to mention quickly, and that was the question of Eid Echad and Karov. So what do we know about that? Let's say David? Galbtach?
Yeah, usually you can't have a karov for Eidos, but the Ritva points out here that we have an Eid Echad who's a karov that we're believing because it's like Gluya Milsa.
Yeah, so here he says the Gluya Milsa. In the Ramban and Torah Sa'adam, did you get a chance to see that?
Yeah.
There he doesn't say Gluya Milsa, right?
I thought
maybe I'm wrong. Or maybe it's the Ritva Moed Katan that doesn't. What's the language of the Ramban?
Yeah, he says, Bafiu goi misyach vitumo misapun de mosada vida luguye luguyehi lo mishakribe.
Okay, great. And I think it's the Ritva Moed Katan who doesn't say it. Yeah. So there's a whole diun in the, did you get a chance to see the Rush in Moed Katan?
Yeah, he quoted Rabbeinu Meir, who believes...
Yeah, that's the Ram Rittenberg, of course, mm-hmm. was a huge influence on the Rush, who was mistopic. What's he mistopic about?
Whether or not we believe in Eid Echad for Avelos, if we don't believe him in other areas, like the key brought a case of Kalev, for example.
He says, I, but Eid Echad is Neman B'Surim. What's the answer to that?
Right, so he said that's only, he believes that's only Lahachmir, yeah. Not Lakul.
Correct. So, or actually it's only Lahakka, he says only Lahakka, Lahachmir, right. Right. But it actually, there are different views, actually, opposite views. I think we'll get to that a little more when we get to Svegandalanum and Base and speak a little more about Eidachanem and Bisurim. So this is an interesting question. In the Shulchan Aruch, again, in Simon Shin Sar Yuzayin and Yoredeya, they paskin like this Ramban. I say Ramban's impact on Hilchos Avelos is enormous, the impact of Torah Adam. And they kind of accept the formula which some of the Rishonim came up with, which is that whatever works for Eidos Isha will work also for Avelos. Is that Eli Hyman? Is that such a davar pasha that we should extrapolate from? What do you think about that? From Edus Isha, meaning Nisuin, the context of Maguna, Misa Sabal, that we should extrapolate from there to Avelis?
On the one hand, it does seem logical, because if we're making by Davar Sheba Erva, then this would seem to be more kal.
Right. 100%. On the other hand?
You could say that maybe Avelit is a totally separate din, and you can't necessarily talk about kal and chamor, that it's just different, and so we can't necessarily learn, maybe?
Okay, I would say even more, that the whole issue of Edus Isha itself is a very complicated question. Because on the one hand, nothing more chamor, as you just said, than Edus Isha. So the kol shekein, which is what some Rishonim say, from if it works in Edus Isha, it's going to work here. But on the other hand, Bishuma Gilu, Akilu, that factor is a very, very upfront factor in Edus Isha. Right? The Gemara in Ha'isha Rabbah explains, you know, Mishum Chomer Shechmarta Aleha, you know, Besofa Ikalta Aleha, that number one, people are very careful because they know the stakes. So again, it's one of those situations where the Chumra ends up being, you know, also a source for Kula. Moreover, you know, it's just the factor itself. We don't want, you know, the halacha was very sensitive to the plight of an aguna. It also wanted her, you know, status to be resolved in an authentic way, and therefore, you know, it's not automatic. But for that reason, we do encounter a lot of leeway or flexibility, you could say even kulas, in Edus Lamisa Sabal, including Chomer Shech Marta. There are different Gemaras in Yevamos. Some are Chomer Shech Marta. Some is, you know, Milsa David Ligluye. Some people say, no, it's just, you don't even need any of that. But, you know, some think it's a Din Drabanan and basically connected with Afkinu Rabanan Likidushimine, because in the end of the day, you can't have a Din Drabanan, which is Matir, you know, Isha, you know, to someone else, because she's an Isha Seish, and that's definitional. But, you know, together with Afkinu. So there's a huge literature on the nature of why does it Edus Isha is permissible. So if it's more on the Daraisa realm, and it's things like Avidu Ligluye or other things, which I'll get to in just a second, then the Kol Shekein to Avelis makes a lot of sense. But if you say that, you know, it's like based on Afkinu, or Chomer Shech Marta, you know, things of that sort, then, you know, you don't get to say Kol Shekein, you know, to Avelis. But some of the perspectives that Edus Isha might be Doraisa, might be Naman, in, you know, in terms of Eidecha and Mesiach Lefi Tumo, Eid Mipi Eid, things of that sort, are built on, and it could be this ape shot. Not the typical pshat of Milsa David Ligluye is that it stands in its own right, you know. But I like to think that maybe at least some of the Gemaras of Milsa David Ligluye could also be understood in this more conceptual way. And that is that, you know, basically we're dealing with the consequence, which is Erva, but the Chetza Shel Edus is Edus ala Gavra, or it's Edus on a status. And that still remains and the Mils of Vidya Ligluye is kind of a way of saying that, meaning it's the Edus, you know, typically some of the Achronim explain the reason Edus Shtavash Be'erva requires, you know, Edus and not just Namanus, and that's why Edechot is not sufficient, is not only because of the stakes involved, it's because maybe typically you're talking about being made on a Maisa that took place. I see David, you have the next generation there, early. That's good.
She finds the sugya very difficult, so she is, you know.
I thought you were going to say stimulating.
Usually Rebbe Shirim are the only things that calm her down, but I think Edus Isha is, you know, strikes a chord with her, so.
I hear that.
A little colicky.
All right, I hear that. But so tell her, like, you know, we're, you know, the halacha is very flexible and sensitive, but also has a lot of integrity. Important to learn that at a young age. So, but the, yeah. So typically, Davar Sheba Erva, the focus is on the Maisa, perhaps. The Edus is on the Maisa Kedushin, or the Maisa Gerushin. And any Eidus on a Maisa requires, you know, Shnayim Eidim. The question is, when you're being made on Misa Sabal, maybe what you're doing is being made on the status. You're basically saying he's no longer alive. He's dead. Right? And the consequence of that, of course, is that there's no longer an impediment, you know, for Hatter, you know, what used to be. She's no longer an Eishes Ish. So he's being made that the Baal is Mace, that she's no longer, and that she's a Pnuya. And the consequences, that's a question. That's a very tricky, because she only became, you know, if it was Gerushin, she only becomes, you know, Pnuya and Muteres Lashuk because of the Maisa Gerushin. How do we look at Misa Sabah? Right? So you're being made on the Misa, you know, and that was an action, and the Misa is a matir, or basically, you know, having a husband from whom you are not divorced is part of the definition of Eishes Ish, which is a natural impediment, you know, to moving forward. Having said that, you know, if you're made that he's a mace, and his being a mace, you know, is consequential for numerous things, has consequences for Yerusha. Right? It's also a big issue in Yerusha. What's the status of Eidachon Yerusha? It's a huge topic. For a similar reason, Eidachon, you know, his status is in terms of Yerusha, and status in terms of Avelos, and status in terms of Eishes Ish. So the more you look at, in general, the Eidus as focused on status of the individual, facts, and that might be the pshat, according to some, of Milsa David Gulei. Not that we're going to find out anyway, and therefore everybody's going to tell the truth, because in the end of the day, how brazen can you be to lie about something, you know, that is going to come out in 2 weeks or in 2 years, and then everybody will know in retrospect that you lied, right? The idea of the big lie or the brazen lie in the halacha is typically, you know, a hedge. So that's one way to look at Milsa Avodi Lugli. The other way to look at it is that, you know, it's all about the status, and it's going to come out. I mean, it's a discernible thing. So you're not being made on the act of Misa, you're being made on the status of the individual in question. So that's the question, both in Heter Isha Labala, and in Nachla, and in Avelos, but you might be Mechalik between them. As are you being made on the Misa, in which case you should really require Shnayim, because you're being made on an action, and it's the Misa with Zematir, the Misa which is, you know, triggers Nachla, the Misa which triggers Avelos, or really no, it's really, you know, it's the reality, it's the fact, it's the status change. So that's the question. Are you going to compare this to Eidus Isha, or is this something independent in either direction? So this is a very interesting and a very critical issue in Avelos. In Shulchan Aruch, they mostly accept the view of the Ramban, not the view of the Rav Yah, you know, and the Suffolk and the Maharam Rotenberg, etc. And there's an interesting discussion regarding Akom Mesiach Lefitumo. Because even within the world of Eidachon Nem and Bisurim, right, there is a range, and there are different cases. Okay, so that's just something to be aware of, and something again which this Gemara, this which appears in these two places, you know, where the Karov is being made, is a is an off-quoted raya, you know, for the Shita of those Rishonim, you know, who think that you do apply to Eidachon Nem and Bisurim or something, something like it. Okay, so now let's move on to the next part of the Gemara, Daf Dalid. Kobi, I see. Kobi, you'll carry us along?
Yes, I will try.
Okay. By the way, everybody was able to get on before today, right? Before I let everybody in. Okay, I changed the setting a little, just don't be mefarsim, but, you know, after being... after a very, stirring appeal from Ellie, not Hyman, Ellie Goldberg, he twisted my arm. So we'll see if we can do this. Okay. Anyways, maybe we'll still have co-hosts, you know, just for the fun of that. Okay. Kobe, go ahead. Dalit or Madalif?
You went from Susan? Or from,
I think that's where we are, yeah. Yeah, you can start. Vahashta de Kaimalon.
Vahashta Kaimalon de Kuyama o Ojahu, Mikti, Ben Rabbi Huda Ben Rameir, Chomets Eno Ose, Asa El Mishesha Lamala, Ben Nivdo Bashit, the key team is Zizi Martin Lemitzo, Nidim Safra.
One second. So the question is, why don't you do Bedikas Chomets
and
Chatzot?
And then we say, oh, but maybe, and if you want to say Bedzizin, so that should be from the morning, not from the night before.
Yeah. So what do you think about that? Is that so obvious? Why is reason from the morning?
Well, it seems to be the only source for his reason comes from a place where they, like Avram, who does it in the morning, or by a blip, where the reason seems to imply in the morning.
Okay, I mean, does that...
Seems reasonable.
Seems reasonable?
I think so.
Well, the Gemara says it, so you're on the side of the Gemara.
Yeah, that's where I got it from.
Yeah, but I'm saying, does it provoke any kind of resistance in you or not?
A little bit, because maybe you could say that Zuizen just means you should try and do the mitzvah at the earliest time you're allowed to do the mitzvah. So,
what are the two cases the Gemara has?
So it has Brit, and it has Avram waking up to go to do the Akedah.
Right, so the first one is V'tanya kol yom kulo kosher l'mila, el shes rizim magdim in the mitzvahs. Right, and then Shneamar.
Vayashkim Avram b'voke.
Okay, so let's take each one just for a minute. There is another girsa in the Gemara, right, they put it on the side of the page, it's the girsa of the Rif. What's the girsa, the other girsa? What's the difference between the two girsos? The difference in the ordered presentation. Does it matter or not? What's the biggest problem, basically, with the reading of this Gemara?
I'm not sure.
And so you thought it was okay.
Meaning that the positive okay. Reading isn't about Brit, it's about the Akeda.
So, I would say that's the second problem. The first problem is the example of Mila. Why is the example of Mila a problem?
Because Mila can only be done during the day.
Ah, exactly. A Mila which is done by, at night is not a proper Mila. So is that a good example to something like Bedikas Chametz?
Probably not.
Because you would think that, what does reason mean? Does reason mean the earliest, this is an interesting question, right? Does reason means the earliest time? Let's say there's an earlier time that you can do it, but you're doing it earlier, or you're being mocked in doing the mitzvah. Okay, but you're not doing it as the earliest time possible, right? Is that the reason?
I would think it would be, but this seems to imply like reason is only the idea to do it at the earliest possible time.
Right. Now it's in Mila. The example, this is the problem. The example of Mila is problematic because Mila can only be done by Yom. So the part of Mila that's reason is Kol Yom Kosher LaMila, but it's reason Magdim in the Mitzvahs. Right, but that doesn't prove on the surface, it doesn't prove that Zrizin, it doesn't prove something else, which is, let's say you have a larger time frame, right? Well, let's take Bedikas Chametz, we don't speak theoretically, right, to Kobe? Let's say Bedikas Chametz.
Right, so Bedikas Chametz, which the time is from the night of the Yadalid, so like, why would I not think that Zrizin Matimi would mean to be doing it as early as you possibly can, which is the night of Yadalid?
Yeah. I mean, if it's a possibility to do it on Yadalid, so why is it good enough to fulfill his reason, Betzafra? If the Mokar, if the paradigm is Mila, when you have not only kedima, but you have kedima mitchila sazman. Pashto says it's not kedima sazman in bedika, right?
Yeah, correct.
And that's an interesting question. So with the girsa change, what happens with the girsa change?
I'm not sure.
The girsa change, we're no longer learning, we're no longer equating betikas chametz with mila. It's still, a little problematic, but basically, why does the girsa go? Chitim is rizim akdim le mitzvos. How do you know the general idea is reason? But yom hashmini yimol melamed shekala yom kasher el is rizim akdim le mitzvos.
Ella, she's rizim akdim le mitzvos, shnev vashim am mabokeh. Rather, we learn it from the case of Avi.
As opposed to the upfront way, where Nivdok Mitzafra is learned from, that's where our text goes, the Nivdok Mitzafra, which limits reason, is derived from Mila. The way the Rif's text reads is that reason is derived also from Mila, but not specifically Nivdok Mitzafra, right?
Yeah.
But that's still not perfect. It's still not perfect, but it's considerably better, right? Kobe, you agree?
Yeah. Nodding.
I don't want to put words in your mouth.
Agree.
Okay. So if you have the even Vayashkim Avraham Baboker isn't such a, that's kind of what Tosis discusses, right? Like what alternative, did he have? That was the earliest, kind of Tosis is asking partly this question, right? Eichim Muchamai Krad is Rizim Magdimin. Vein Magdimin Tvei Mitzafra. Right? There was counter pressure because Lo Yetza Yechidi Balayla. So if that's the earliest time it could go, it's not proof that you fulfill this reason even when there's an earlier time. Right? Says Tosis. Yeshom B'docha Muchach Mikra Da'keda. Right? Elohi Nimna Avra Milacha Sichidi Balayla the Shluchei Mitzvah and so on and so forth. I mean, it could have gone earlier. Okay? But what Tosis is really touching on is exactly this question. Just curious if he had the girsa that we have in the Gemara, or he didn't ask a much more powerful question from Mila. Either way, the phenomenon, let's say, of applying reason in this way to Bedika is something that is still curious. So what, obviously, there are two ways to probably solve this problem. One is to say something very significant about reason. The other is to say something significant, at least in the Havamina, about Bedika. Kobe, what do you think?
The significant thing you can say about reason is certainly that reason is like a set, like formal thing, like it's only about doing it in a very like it only applies to very specific mitzvot, sort of, that their start time is in the morning, and the only thing is to do it exactly at the beginning of their time.
Not the beginning of its man per se. It sounds like what we're saying about reason is that kind of demonstrating, right, your zeal, your eagerness, we'll get to that in just a second why that is, for the mitzvah by being makdim in some, nikar, in some demonstrable way is reason, right? Even if that doesn't happen to be, at the tchilas hazman. So that's why tzafra, let's say it's a place to draw the line. We'll use the language of the Taz. It's a language, which we'll get to in a minute. It's a zman mevurar, right? I mean, all things being equal in terms of the mitzvah, bedika, at this point in the Gemara, right? The outer limit is shesh. And therefore, you could do it any time till shesh. But doing it early, right, is it demonstrates reason. You're talking the beginning of the beginning of a particular time zone. That's what I'm saying? And that's morning. And one could have thought that with regard to this particular mitzvah, what is the significance of that time zone? You could do it even earlier. You could do it from Rosh Chodesh. We'll get to that, right? Or you could do it, you know, the night of Yudalit. No, you still fulfill Zohar's reason by being makbid on a Zman Mavurar, which is Kodem, you know, the Kodem Azman Sha'avar Mitzvah. Right? Again, the parallel to Mila is just not a great parallel. Because at the end of the day, Mila isn't just Safran, it's Nikar. Mila is, you just have no choice, it's the earliest possible time. But we're saying, you know what? That isn't what's reason about it. What's reason about it is doing it the first thing in the morning. It just so happens it's the earliest possible time. It's not a great raya. Maybe that's why you have the Ayashke Mavram Baboker, which is the source, I guess, of reason, and is also a wider application. So according to that, what we'd say is, you know, going to an early time zone, you know, which is no pressure about a mitzvah of Eres, that's enough of his reason. I think that's one possibility. What else? Hobie, what else you think?
Rebbe?
Yeah.
Isn't the Gemara potentially saying it in even stronger terms that even when you have a mitzvah balayla, you can never fill his reason unless it's in the day?
I don't think it's necessarily saying that, because it's not telling you that you can't do it at night. It's saying, you know, why do you have to do it at night?
Like Tosis's question itself sounds like there's no such thing as reason unless it's the morning. Tosis's question itself.
No, in that particular case, Tosis's question is kind of the same Mila question, although it's a weaker question. Tosis saying, well, there was counter pressure. You couldn't have done it at night here. And then Tosis' answer is, yes, you could, because it's Akedah. It's a Dvar Mitzvah. So the din of, you know, Ein Adam, whatever, Balayla, doesn't apply. Okay? That's Tosis' question. Okay, so that's one option. The other option, if you do have the Girsa that we have, and you want to compare it to Mila, what's that?
Isn't it hard to say that they could?
I'm not sure if you're breaking up or we're not hearing you. Ashar, go ahead.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah. Oh, we're not hearing you if you're talking.
That it's a bad raya from Mila, since Bedika, you could go all the way to Tchilas HaZman at Laila. If the Gemara now is trying to figure out what time they should be mitaken as the Tchilas Zman HaBedika. So if they were to make it Mitzafra, then that would be the Tchilas HaZman.
Right. So that's the other way I want to say it. Right. A second ago I said, I think there are two ways to explain this Gemara. Right. One is that the takeaway is that Zrizin requires a demonstrable Kedima, even if it isn't Tchilas HaZman. The other way is that the Gemara is weighing the Din of Bedikas Chametz. That's what you're saying, Asher, right? You were asking or you were volunteering or you were asking, but now you're realizing that that's what we're
looking for. I guess I was volunteering, right?
Right. Yeah, no, that's exactly what I'm looking for, meaning something that would make this more, that's what you want, right? More comparable to Mila. So the Gemara was saying, listen, the time should be Sheshos. So the Gemara says, you know, Sheshos, you know, is the outer limit, but we should do Zrizin. So the Gemara thought, you know, like Mila, it would be Bayom. Now, if you say that, again, that gives very Asher, gives significance to what? To that time. Meaning? What's the significance of that? Because it's not driven by
Zrizin.
It's not driven by Zrizin, it's driven by the Zman HaMitzvah. It only just means that if you have a beginning, you know, and then it continues for a while, this reason is always to go to the beginning. Behekdem ha'efshari, as they would say in Hebrew. Right? So why would you think that Bidikas Chametz should be in the beginning? Asher?
Oh, I don't really understand the question.
I'm saying, why would you think that Bidikas Chametz should be in the beginning of the day? B'tzafra.
Meaning, according to the second option?
Yeah. What recommends it to the beginning of the day?
Well, meaning it sounds like they're saying Zrizus is a factor in how we would be mitaking when the mitzvah should be, right? That if we're going to be mitaking Zman, we should be mitaking the morning because that's a more Zrizus dika time.
Yeah, but I mean, that still doesn't equate to Mila, where it still has to be only Bayom. Where's the Bayom here?
But on the other hand, what's the pressure to put it back all the way to the previous night?
Oh, no, I'm saying, we'll see in a minute. So what I think is that even though the Gemara here is applying Zrizin, and you'll tell me if this isn't what you also kind of mean, it has to do, again, l'chatchila, how you're being betak in bedika, but I think that you have to have some, you know, orientation, you know, of what the options are, you know, that fit in to the structure of the day. So again, it could be, oh, it's for, you know, chatzos, so that the next times, I think that's what you're saying, is the beginning of the day. But then it's, again, still not equated to Mila, where it's Bayom. So I think that the answer is, going back to our previous discussion about Leil Yudalid, you know, Yudalid, especially at Nates, and Yudalid at Chatzos, which is that the whole day, if this is a din in Yom Yudalid, not just Likra, this is what we're going to get to in a second, right? Bedikas Chametz is just kind of a practical process, you know, which procures chametz for biur, or which ensures that, you know, there's no bayur or bayim, that, let's say, better, or get stuck with the Rashi for a minute, which ensures that there's no iser shihia at chatzos, in which case, you know, you'd have to say a little bit more like what Asher is saying, which is, so you go back to the next time zone. That's a good enough, right? Tzafra. If it's more than that, if it's a kiyum in Tashbisu, if it's about, you know, having a bais baduk, if it's about shmira, Yerushalmi, I mean, if it's about anything that formalizes it and makes it a part of the process, so then the fact that these are milestones in the day of Yudalid anyway, with regard to Korban Pesach, or because the whole day of Yudalid, in other words, has yichus for achilek, and then these are the milestones within that day. These are the chaloses in that day. We've already talked about, we'll speak more, about achilek's, you know, very unusual properties, but the idea that it has implications for prior, because this is the day in which we split up. So even the things that happen afterwards kind of have past consequences for before, because it's all part of the same day. When we talked about the Balamor and Ramban in Elo Ovrin about the Isur Vachilas Matzah. Right? So in a way, this Gemara, I thought, especially if you compare it to Mila, is saying, well, maybe Bidikas Chametz, because, by the way, then if it was Nates, even more than Alos, which it sounds like in some of the Rishonim, again, that works better. Right? Just like the Isur Malacha part. So then you have Zrizin to the earliest, you know, moment of Bedika. All right? So again, I think there are three ways to learn the Gemara, just to sum up. We'll call it two, but, you know, one way is that Zrizin Makdimin doesn't mean the earliest time. It means an earlier discernible beginning. Even if there are still yet prior candidates. And then Baboker, you know, becomes that. If you say that, especially if you have the gears of the riff, you're saying, oh, pushing it back, you know, within to its earliest, you know, time within its time zone, like it's a yom thing, so it's tzafra, that's the reason the magdimim. It's still b'chudash. And it's going to be important, you'll see in a moment, for the nature's reason. That's one possibility. The other possibility, and that works better if Mila is just an example of its reason, but, you know, the tzafra is from Vayashkem Baboker. And he could have gone at night, but he doesn't need to go at night to express his reason, right, as long as he goes the earliest time within his time zone. So that's a limit on his reason. And one which reflects what it is, which I'll get to in a second. The other possibility is, no, we have like our Girsa, and there's some sort of comparison to Mila. That's Tamua Bioter, because Mila, you know, the Chiyuv and the Kiyum is also only B'tzafra. So then to suggest, like Asher was, that maybe what we're scrambling to figure out this din of Bedikas Chametz and what its real zman is. So then you could say, oh, as long as maybe this reason is what's koveya that, but then you're giving this reason kind of a lot of force within being koveya zman. Okay, I'm not opposed to that necessarily, but I still think it's an imperfect comparison to Mila. Pashtus is that Mila is not by Yom and, you know, starting in the morning. You know, the starting in the morning isn't because, oh, that's what extends its reason back from, right? It's just that it's a din by Yom. So maybe this is also a din by Yom. What's the yichus of Yom? The Gemara starts off with Achilek Chatzos. The answer is, because whenever you have Achilek, right, you know, there's a residual effect on the first part of the split day. In other words, the intensity is after Chatzos. But instead of saying, oh, there are 2 days, but, you know, this is an unusual day that ends at Chatzos, I mean, in the afternoon, which is one approach, what we're going to see again and again, that's why I gave the example of the Ramban and Elo Ovrin. Oh, no, it's the Yom Shel Matzah, or Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra, you know, especially the second Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra, right, in Korban Pesach, meaning not Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra thinks that you can be Makrav Korban Pesach in the morning. Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra says that you can only be Makrav Pesach at Chatzos, but that the psul of Lo Lishma applies already from the morning. Why? I mean, either it is or isn't. The answer is it's not the Zman of the Kiyum HaMitzvah, but by virtue of the fact that it's in the same time zone of it, albeit the prior part, that's what gives it a certain stature. So maybe we could say something like that in Bedikas Chametz too. But then that implies Bedikas Chametz to be probably, you know, something more than just, unless we're to say, oh, you're being Mechen for Chatzos. You're going to be Mechen for Chatzos, you know, at Tzafra. But I think it makes more sense if you more you see it as, you know, connected to Korban Pesach, connected to Bir Chametz and Tashbisu, etc. Okay. Now, then the next step of the Gemara, Kobi, which is?
So then we talk about why you would want to do it, like why you would want to do it at night at all.
Right. Yeah, so that's our question, because we're up to, like, why are you not why at night, right? What's the answer?
Well,
it's
two answers, two-folded answer, really.
Is it two or one? Hard to know.
Two points of one.
Yeah. So, B'nadim inside the Beisam, between the Beisam, and Oraner is Yafel Bedika. That's why it's a dalit. Oh. So depending on two perspectives that we just pursued, which is, right, the Gemara is saying that reason just needs some sort of kadima. Kadima to an discernible zman. Doesn't need the most kadima. So now the Gemara is saying what, Kobi?
That this is a very thick, that this is a discernible zman, that the night of the dalit is a time that you could figure out, like that it's like it's a set time. It's a time when people are coming home from the market, are coming home from work, or at home from work, and that they that the light of the candle is better than the day.
Yeah. The one possibility is that this is within reason. The Gemara still thinks that the din of Leil Yadalid is his reason halacha. Like the Miri sounds that way, Halatar. The only question is, so what? Meaning, I think here there are two ways to say it too. One is you could say, well, we turned our back on the whole Safra thing. You know, it's reason, or in other words, again, it's hard to know. Safra would make sense in most cases, but here you have a better candidate, you know, because it's a better bedika, and therefore it's a better reason. Or the whole Safra thing is not right. This reason always requires that you go back to the earliest time. Let's say the earliest time is Yadalid. Why Yadalid? Because the day of the Korban Pesach. Again, for the Yerushalmi, we'll get to it in a second, but, you know, the night of Yadalid, you know, Imenu Inyan Tno Inyan, Lamatza, or the Shmira, requires, you know, Yom Yadalid itself, even at night. So one could understand that this is a Dinan's reason, excuse me, and that's reason applies to Tchilas Hazman. Maybe the Gemara goes back on that point. Gemara said, Gemara is explaining why this is really Tchilas Hazman, not just mourning because of the Achilek. In which case, either way, you know, this idea that reason is Tchilas Hazman is an interesting idea. It raises the question in general, what kind of halacha is reason? Zach, what do I mean? What kind of halacha is reason?
Like, is it a din in the mitzvah versus a din in, like, the doer of the mitzvah?
Excellent. Is it a din in the gavers doing the mitzvah or in the mitzvah? I think there are different ways to say this idea. One way is that zrizin, you know, within the view, we'll call it the klali view, you know, it's a din in the gavers doing the mitzvah, or it's a din, you know, again, a little bit in the performance of the mitzvah, but as a din klali, like how you relate to mitzvahs. Like the Meiri in Yuma says that zrizin magdim in the mitzvahs means, gets it from Bayashkim Avram Aboker, so you actually have a fascinating line where he says, like, you know, you're doing mitzvos imitating the avos. Like another, a new twist on, like, you know, Maisa avos and the Labanim. Like, do mitzvos the way Avram Avinu did it. Bayashkim Avram Aboker. Isn't just the first example, it's part of the Mechayim. Elsewhere, you know, Rishonim, including the Miri, I think in Horios, the Meiri says, you know, Shelo, you know, Yira, it shouldn't look like it's Kimasoi. You know, you do something, you know, very excited to you. You can't wait to get up and, you know, and do this mitzvah. You know, it's not, you're not dreading it and you're not treating it casually. You know, you're doing it because you're excited about it. You want to do it as early as you can. Wait. It's like opening your presents, you know. Right? Or seeing, you know, somebody you're anticipating to see. Right? You become impatient to wait. So that din, to do mitzvahs like the avos, to do mitzvahs in a way to samasa, or the negative, you know, you shouldn't be mevazeh mitzvahs. In general, again, these are massive topics. I'm just going to touch on them. What is the relationship? Sometimes we find an interchangeable use in the Achronim, I think, more than the Rishonim, between Zrizin, Magdim, and the Mitzvos, and things like Mitzvah Bal Yadcha, like Al Tachmitzena, right? Now that has a more of a connotation. First of all, the language of Chametz is interesting, right? Mitzvah Bal Yadcha Al Tachmitzena has more of a negative connotation, like, you know, Don't squander it. It also may have a connotation, don't risk, right, not doing it by putting it off, by being a procrastinator. right? Being a procrastinator can cause you to lose the mitzvah. That's not the same as doing it the way the Avos do it, doing it with enthusiasm, not shalei hei kemasai, right? This is like, oh, don't risk it. Although again, not risking it itself might be a din kavod or bizui, you know, etc. Al-Tach Mitzana emphasizes that you might lose it. His reason doesn't necessarily alone emphasize that. Or another one, Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvos. Except Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvos, just like Mitzvah Al-Tach Mitzana, may have a different connotation. Maybe number one, again, is more negative. Ein Mavirin, you have this mitzvah in front of you, you know, like ignoring it. It could be that it applies more when the mitzvah isn't just mechuyev, but like you have to check it out. And then it's more like, oh, you're ignoring them. You're being mevatel the mitzvah, or you're ignoring the mitzvah. That's different than zriza. You have a single mitzvah in front of you and try to figure out the proper time to do it. Right? Or ein mavirin ala mitzvos in some cases also refers to like one mitzvah for another mitzvah, kind of a reverse osek mitzvah patam mitzvah, you know, kind of an issue. So there are those who quote all these three in the same way. Mitzvah baliyadcha, ein mavirin, and zrizin. And definitely there are those poskim who learn from one to the other to the other. And then there are some who point out that they seem to be a little different. In all three cases, whether they're different or the same, we can ask this question, and that is, these are klali rules that apply to mitzvahs, right? Are they klali rules, you know, that remain klali and extraneous to the mitzvah and to the performance of the mitzvah itself? And as you said, Zach said it well, they're din in the gavra, right? Or maybe there's some extra kiyum in the performance of the mitzvah, but it's a kiyum klali. Or do any or all of these dinim, and here's reason maybe a particularly good candidate, right? Because again, mitzvah baliyadcha al-tach mitzana, imavir ala mitzvos, those sound like they're more driven by particular circumstances. And again, not only the opportunity to do it, but it being mezuman, you know, it's almost like you're not doing it. You're jeopardizing it. You're disrespecting it. You're giving something else priority over it, you know, from a relative point of view. Whereas reason sounds, or could have sounded like, maybe it's a din in the zman hamitzvah. Again, the application to Mila is just a great example. Is Mila kolayom, you know, in Zrizin Magdimin, and it's a klali thing? If you do Mila early or you don't do Mila early, what you're playing with is the din klali of Zrizin Magdimin. You know, it's not like Mila Bizmana and Mila Shalo Bizmana, where the quality of the Mila is different, or the Chiyuv is different. Right? Or maybe it is. Maybe that's exactly what it is. Within Mila Bizmana, we'll see in a moment about Mila Shalom Bizmana, right? Zrizin is a better Zman, even. Tchilas Azman, or Zman Achiv. Maybe from the moment of the Chiyuv, it's like there's a mini Bittel, or Iasiya. That's number one. Number two, maybe from the beginning of the potential Chiyuv, or the Chiyuv, maybe there's a prefer, maybe that's the real preferred critical moment. Right? We talked about, like, when you think about time and effects of this sort, again, let me make it clear, they're all different, but I think it's always instructive to keep, like, in mind these other ideas. So, for example, we just talked a little bit about Miktsas Hayom Kekulo. Right? And I was trying to explain, I'm not sure if that's what the Rishonim, the Ritva, et cetera, mean. If they don't, then I mean it. Which is like, you know, why don't you just say about Shmua Rechoka? Why not just say, you know, all you need is a little is a mashu? right? So they answer, oh, because you want to teach the din of mitzvah kekula, din which applies to other things too. Right? So one of the things I was trying to explain was mitzvah kekula doesn't mean, pashtus doesn't mean you need, you know, shiva, six in a mashu. Means there's 7 days of shiva, and for certain dinim, that still remains. But if you do a niug on Yom HaShvi, that niug defines, makes it a full day of shiva. Again, the Rav Zatzal used to explain that Miktas Hayom Kekulo, you don't never say Miktas Hayom Kekulo whenever you need a yom or a kedushas hayom, that always requires the full amount. May even require a little tosefas afterwards. But whenever you have a minyan and a malos, and especially it's a kiyum of counting, so then you say Miktas Hayom Kekulo. But the idea of Miktas Hayom Kekulo is that the mitzas is kekulo, kishmo keinu. That's an interesting question in Avelis. Are all the maloses or the minyanim the same? Right? The dinim of Yom Aleph, Gimel, Zion, Lamed, Yud Beis Chodesh. Yeah, I don't want to get into that right now. That's a topic. But I'm just giving you an example. You know, Chag Hasukkos, Chag HaPesach, or Chag HaMatzos, as I said the other day, right? In Torah Shebichsav, Chag HaMatzos means, Chag HaMatzos sounds like a Shivas Yamin. And then the Gemara, the very end of the Nesachta, already points out, at one place it says Sheshas Yamin. And that's how we learn that you're a Yotze with one Kazayas in the beginning of the period. And then you take a step back and you say, the Rabbanu Shalom misled us, you know, 3/4 of the time that there's 7 days of Matzah. And if you hold like the Gra, and or the earlier iterations of it, in Bali Kosas Alakar and Kuzkuni and others, which is that there's a Kiyum of Achilas Matzah, you'd say that's a pshat. But even then, it's misleading. It could be that the Kiyum has more to do with what I'm about to say. Hard to know. So what is the alternative? The alternative is that the Torah isn't misleading us. The Torah is telling us a profound halacha. And that is, and I think this is true in general about Chag HaMatzos, as I've said, I mean, it's very front-loaded, but that front-loadedness, you know, has tremendous impact. Like what you celebrate, that's mashman Torah Shabbat already. You know, I mean, it makes this point also in this Parshanut. What you celebrate on Nisan, right, lingers, you know, for 7 days. So it's 7 day celebration of the one day, in a way. Or another way to say that is, the first day, or in the case of Matzah, the first Kazayas establishes the Tkufa of all 7 days as Chag HaMatzos. That may be true about Chag HaSukkos too, by the way. Right? What do we say about Chag HaSukkos, Shivas Yamim? And there actually every day seems to have even more independence. Separate Kabbonos, separate Hallel, a few other things as well. But the Gemara says, Yibay Yachal, Yibay Lo'achal. You know, and that's Teslav to teach you that you need a kazayis in the beginning of the period, and then, you know, if you want to eat aroi, chutz sukkah, that's fine. So is that just because tesvav, and it's a chiyuv, there's a kasuv, and everything else is a shiurin, you know, aroi, and keva, just kind of the view of the chuvas arajba? You're only chayiv to eat the sukkah stesha shivas yamim, keva. So yibay layachel, you're good. No, there's no difference between any of the days. The special din of Tesvav, you know, because Iis. Or maybe that din, the way I like to say it, is that it's Tesvav. So it's, you know, you actually learn it from despite the differences between the holidays of Sukkot and Pesach, the Tesvav shows that the tone that you said at the beginning, right, has tremendous endurance. It endures for the whole week. So it's Chag HaMatzos all week, and it's Chag HaSukkos all week. But you need to start it off with a kazayis of matzah, and with a vadai achila, even a kazayis, not kibetz, according to some, in the sukkah. So why am I telling you all this? I'm trying to show where, you know, a mikzas is kakulo literally, not only need mikzas, and where a tchila, you know, endures or lingers. So this is an interesting, you're supposed to make Havdalah Motzai Shabbos, and you have for 3 days. And there's a debate in the Rishonim when a person's an Onein, let's say he was an Onein on Motzai Shabbos. You know, and then he's no longer an Onein. So he makes Havdalah within the 3 days, or he only makes Havdalah within the 3 days if he was Mechuyev on Motzai. It's a kind of Tashlumin. Right? You know, migudi skatzoi, you know, miben hashmashos is skatzoi lekuli yom. Certain dinim, whether it's muktza or other dinim, like kvias, you know, makom shvisa. There are quite a few dinim where it seems like, you know, tchila Shabbos is kovei. By the way, you have it actually in an interesting, a fascinating Rabbeinu Peretz. On the previous daf, right in daf Gimel. I don't know if anybody saw this. I didn't give it to assignment, so. Nosar. With the Rebbe Rashi, Nosar in a typical Korban Shlomim. It's a very fascinating phenomenon. Because what really happens? What really happens? You have, you know, the day of the Korban. Right? That night. The next day. Right, to eat the korban. Then the night, right after the second day, is like a limbo period. The nosar is the next morning, but you already can't eat at night. And that's like an interesting phenomenon. First of all, it's an interesting phenomenon that raises a, you know, important conceptual question about the relationship between nosar and the mitzvah of achila. Nosar and Achila are two totally different dinim, have nothing to do with each other. And the fact that there's a limbo period where there's neither one nor the other proves that. Maybe. On the other hand, Nosar is a lav anita class A. I'm sorry. Yeah, lav is anita class A. And it seems like it's connected to the Achila. So is there another way to explain the limbo? And if there is a connection, the connection is you have to be ochel before the nosar. Nosar is like the punishment for not doing achila. But anyway, how do you explain the limbo and what's going on? Anyways, Rashi and Av Gimel and Aleph in his Parshanut tries to explain, you know, that the word nosar already applies on the second day. Even as you're eating on the second day, that's the nosar which you eat, you know, and then the nosar that you burn is the next morning. So Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, like, is troubled by it. Anybody have the language? It's just a terrific line. Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz says, like, what is Rashi talking about? Why is he, you know, claiming that the shame nosar, you know, applies to the achila on the second day? That's really strange. Akiva, you have it? Cooper? I thought you were nodding, but you had it.
No, I'm pulling it up.
Anybody have the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz? On Gimel Amud Aleph. Well, we know that Moshe has the Kovetz. Anybody have it?
I don't have it on me.
Ellie, go ahead.
I have it.
Oh, Moshe, you have it? No, Ellie? Hyman?
Yeah, the Dibur Malchil V'Hanotar Ad Yom HaShlishi Ba'ish Yisarif.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Pirish Rashi, Dichtiv, Bayom, Biyom Zivchachem Yeachel, Umimachora, Bahanotar Ad Yom, Beodshehu Yom Sheni Yeachel, Velo Balaila, Bidarish Ad Yom, Beodshehu Yom. Vikasha, Dim Kane, Kevan de Rotza Lomar, Beodshehu Yom Sheni Nochal, Amai Kari Le Notar, Miyom Rishon, Hakol Yom Sheni, he has Mano Lachol.
Why call something that? Eat. It sounds like it became nosar after Yom Rishon, but you can eat that nosar. That's not really true, right? Go ahead, Ellie.
V'yesh lomar lefita amrinan kachim kalim mitzvah la'ochlam biyom Rishon Lo achlam biyom rishon, ochlam biyom sheni. Kevan de mitzvah laochlam biyom rishon, mishum hachi karle notar. Afagav shehu mutar beachila.
Wow. Right? So that's fascinating for Nosar. By the way, it explains much better, right? Why it is that you can't eat at night, even though it's not yet time to burn it. In other words, there are two ways to look at the night. I mean, again, you could say there's just two different dinim and there's limbo, and that proves it. But if you think that there should be some sort of tzkifus and connection, which is kind of what the Gemara is assuming, and that it is mechudash, you can explain the chiddush in one of two ways, and they're not mutually exclusive. Right? The chiddush is that you don't have to burn it, that you can't burn it at night, maybe because that's a kiyum and kadshim too to burn nosar. It's not just to get rid of bad stuff you can't eat. It's a kiyum in the korban, or at least a kiyum in the nosar. So it requires bayom. But really, really, you should have burnt it at night. Or maybe it's the opposite. Really, really, you should be able to eat it at night. It's a special din that there's a limit to how much, time they gave you to eat it. It's not really nosar until boker. So that's an interesting problem. In a way, according to the way what Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz is bringing out for Rashi, is on some level it has a shame nosar, the beginning of a shame nosar, right, already in the second day. So we can certainly understand why you can't eat it anymore, right? It's more of a question why you can't burn it. Whereas if we said, really, you should be able to eat it day and night, it's a kachim thing. And, the chiddush is, that we limited it. That's also interesting to compare it to Toda, in terms of being a different kind of model of kachim kalim. What do I want from this right now? We're not learning Nosar, but it's always fun to do. What I'm trying to show is, another example of where the Zman of the mitzvah extends. And you could have thought, and others I'm sure think, that the Zman Achila, is the full 2 days and a night. That it's day, night, day. That's the assumption of the question. Why call that Nosar? And what Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz is saying is, no. It's very meduyak, actually. The real chiyuv is to eat it on the first day. And there's an extra tashlumim, but it has already kind of a shame. No, sir. Why am I saying all this? What I'm trying to say is it possible that Zrizin, especially if you're talking about the Mila model, is basically what tells you that, like many other halachas, I've just quoted a few, that tchilas hazman, right, sets the tone. And therefore, it's a better zman. Not because of the extraneous din of zrizin alone, but because tchilas hazman, or when there's a zman, the tchilas hazman often has a certain yichas. Right, then we're saying that zrizin, reflects something very prati about the Zmanim. Right. So, for example, let's say there were other reasons, to change the Zman from this reason. That becomes a very fascinating question. Maybe if we get a chance, tomorrow, I'll discuss that a little more, because I want to get to, I see we have to stop in a few minutes, I want to at least get to the next lines of the Gemara. But, like, there's a huge literature, what justifies a delay from Zrizin. That's where you get some of this, discussion, whether mitzvah baliyadcha and imavir and ala mitzvos and Zrizin are the same thing or not. So, of course, the most classic case is a case where you have, let's say you could do the mitzvah somewhat min amuvchar, by not doing Zrizin. What do we mean somewhat more minimum of char? So usually the question is, for some other seemingly extraneous you know, reason, like Barova Mahadras Melach. Okay, or something like that. Well, you have it all the time, by the way. I mean, you know, you could do a Prismila, Zriza Magdimen, early as you can. But, you know, the grandparents or the, you know, the sandak that you want, you know, is not going to make it in until a little later. Like, this is a huge controversy. Right? What do you do about that? What's preferable? But sometimes you also get internal issues. Okay, one is, Barov HaMadras Malach is typically a klali kind of an idea. What about Zekei Levan Veyu? You can do a mitzvah better. You can get a better moel if that's Zekei Levan Veyu. Right, you have a better Chefza Shal Mitzvah. Zrizin versus Zekei Levan Veyu. What about Zrizin in the Tilas Lulav when there's Hadar at stake? A more Mahudar Esrog or Minim, but you're only going to get it in 2 hours. That's already, why isn't that the same as what I just said? Because it sounds like Zakei Levan Veyu is more Klali. Right? It certainly is a Din Klali. Even Zakei Levan Veyu, the question is whether or not it doesn't end up integrating into the particulars of the mitzvah. Like there's a lot of rayas that ends up being a kiyum in the mitzvah itself. Or that could be the debate. That's the famous discussion of the Beis Halevi, you know, about Bris Mila and Shabbos, you know, tzitzin, whether you're chozer for the tzitzin she'im ma'akvin as hamila or not. You know, b'Shabbos and b'chol. Does it make a difference? This is what kind of what Revelvel speaks about in the we're already in Kislev, right? In the context of that's how he understands. Although I think it's very questionable. He understands that's the machlokas between the Ramah and the Rambam, right? In lighting Neiros Chanukah. To what extent does Zekei Levan Veyu like integrate and become part of the prati details of the mitzvah? You know, itself. But, so same thing with Hadar, right? But Hadar is also a particular factor in Dalad Minim, Priyad Hadar. Is that just super Zekeli? It sounds like it's certainly Prati. Even if Zekeli doesn't integrate Prati, it sounds like Hadar certainly does. Oh, again, there's a massive, if you want to see some, you know, summary of like some of this stuff, look at the Stechemed, because he was very into this topic. Stechemed is like an encyclopedic work. Like he himself was very adamant about the Bris Mila, not to delay a Bris Mila for, you know, for Barava Madras Melech or other, you know, Zekelis. And others disagree, but he quotes a lot, the Trumas Hadeshin, it's really the Magen Avram and the Trumas Hadeshin, and it really has its roots in Rishonim. Say for Chassidim and the Bali Tosis in different places. Maybe I'll speak a little more about it tomorrow. Just such an interesting topic. Mostly, you know, they speak like, you know, as if they're all the same. Like they interchange a lot of the stuff. Some of it they don't. For example, Halona Sameis, Mishum Kvodo. It's a mitzvah to bury immediately. Let's say you delay because you want to give more kavod. Or Kavod HaMeis. So there seems to be a lot of evidence that that's what you should do. You should delay. So some of the poskim invoke that as an example, right, where you have, you know, where that shows its reason is flexible. Others say no, because the whole din of Kavura and that there should be reason in Meis is Mishum Kavoda. That's an internal thing. That's a very good paradigm. Meaning, when we're talking about a clash between two klalis, that's one question. Right? And then you could decide, you know, what the evidence shows about the relative value of different klalis. Personally, if it's different klalis and it's about masoi or those kind of things, it could be that some are stronger, more forceful than others. I would be comfortable with the idea that you get to pick and choose, which some people think too. There's a range of views on these topics. I don't want to, I'm not paskening for you, I'm just saying. But it's one kind of a question if you're talking about klali versus klali. But if we're talking whether, if reason means or sometimes means, tchila zman mitzvah, but Torah's a better zman, that's the zman, that's the tone setter. Everything is tashlum into it. You can still do it, but it's more prati. Or and, if the reason not to do this reason is more prati, right? Like the kavod in halanas ames, or the hodar maybe in dalag minim, certainly at least in esrog, right? That's a different question already. Whether it's klali versus prati, prati versus klali, prati versus prati, or klali versus klali. That already is a different question. And in my opinion, not enough of the poskim made those chilukim. Some of them did. So I think the Radvaz has a tshuva in which he talks about bris mila. It says, be'etza mayom hazeh, sometimes. So is that like an alternative to his reason? Like, is there a better zman be'etzem? Or like I was saying before, let's say there's a particular mitzvah that the Merovam Hadras Melech, it's more like a mitzvah tziburis. You know, it isn't just Stam Merovam Hadras Melech. Or as I say, it's not just Zekeli, it's Zekeli, which is Prati, or Hadar, which is certainly Prati. So in a way, let's go back to our topic. So our Gemara starts off by saying, B'dikas Chametz, the Zman is driven by his reason. Right? We already contended with the problem, but you could push the reason back further. So you just need a tkufa, a yom, or it's really also about trying to figure out what the proper better Zman of Bedika is, in which case already we're getting to Zreason as a Prati. But either way, no matter what you want to say, when the Gemara shifts gear and says, you know, Anshe Babeso Mitsuyin Sham, the Or Haner Yafal Bedika, now there are two ways to understand it. One way is to say, and more than two within the, one way is to say, we're still dealing with Zreason. But even though typical reason only requires the beginning of the time zone, like the morning, it doesn't require the beginning when it's possible. Right here, this reason will require the earliest possible because that's also a better zman for the prati wise, for the bedika. So either there is no reason in the morning anymore. Maybe the whole analysis was wrong because it was motivated before we understood what bedika was really about. Maybe in general it was no tzafra. All the tzafras are counter-pressure tzafras. I mean, you can't do it at night. This is just a havamin of our gemara and it doesn't stay. Or even if it does, but it's still countermanded, right, by a factor, you know, which makes for a better reason. Right? If all things being equal, there's no qualitative better bedika, then it's tzafra, that's good enough. But if there's a better bedika to do at night, then maybe that's a better reason. Or is the whole reason always about tchilas hazman, and this is why it's tchilas hazman? Or maybe there's no reason anymore. The whole Gemara is turning its back on reason. Gemara is saying, from the perspective of reason, which is mostly a klali or whatever, Safra would have been fine. But we're not dealing with that. We're dealing with the detail, with the nitty-gritty of B'dikas Chametz. So what we're saying, maybe ironically, it's kind of the cases I mentioned before, but in the opposite direction, right? Where, you know, Zreason is in the morning, right? But there's a better Zman by Erev. I guess if Josh was right, that you can't do Zreason at night, you can only do it in the morning. This would be an example of that. I'm not so sure. I think it's more like you know, you'd satisfy universal's reason by the earliest in the morning, you know, but here, you know, there's a bigger factor, bedikas chametz. Or maybe this, again, the whole reason is just out of the book. This is not his reason, Gemara, at all, once we've made the switch, for various reasons. What we're really saying is that the Zman, Bedika, is not Bayom. It starts B'leil Yadalad. Because objectively, you can do a better Bedika. Okay. So then that leads in, Kobe, where's Kobe?
Still here.
There you are. Okay. That leads in, I think, to the next line, or to the next word. Amrabaya.
Hilka, right there, for high two of a run on the lift up mean the more to display side than a hangar bus. Dilma Marshalish might have actually mitzvah.
Yeah, what do you think about that? So, what stands out for right away linguistically?
Hilka.
I'm always very wary or sensitive, not wary, enthusiastic about Hilkachs. I always see Hilkach as a drum roll. Right? Lefikach, Hilkach. It's a superfluous word. Mostly. In the Rokeach doesn't have the Girsa Hilkach, by the way. But clearly the Rishonim struggle with it. Like, what's the Hilkach? So I would say Hilkach means you're trying to justify something. Okay? So the more we think that, you could do bedika now, you could do bedika, you know, in the morning, you could do bedika at night, not such a big deal. The less you're going to say hilkach. And the less, what the hilkach stands for, the less there's going to be some sort of substantive, you know, consequence to this being the proper lechatchila zman. Right? So the Hilkach works much better if you don't say, not saying it's impossible, that this remains just a Dinan's reason, or even a particularized as reason. Again, if it's as reason machmas, the prati, you know, bedika, better, certainly better. If it's reason, but, you know, this is more, as reason normally would be enough in the morning, this reason requires in the evening. Because since the quality of the bedika is better, so that's what's koveh in this case for his reason. Hard to put too much substance in that, unless his reason generally, you know, can bear that weight. So it's interesting that the Ran, that the Ritva, Hogu Bravishonim, based on the Hilkach, and based on the consequence, basically shift to saying it's not a Dinan's reason. Right? It's a din in Zman B'tikas Chametz in a more fundamental way. There are some poskim who, in order to justify things, start invoking B'tika Daraisa. Okay, that's far more significant. Right? The Magen Avraham, right? The Gra, you know, they start quoting the Yerushalmi to explain this line and this consequence in the Gemara. That works very well with the shift. This is no longer his reason, and we're trying to figure out either generally the parameters or how specifically to apply his reason to B'tikas Chametz. We're talking about really tchilas achiyuv. In which case, also, what are the factors that we're worried about here? Are we worried about messing up and not doing bedika? Either not, you know, doing a quality bedika which will find, you know, have the effect of finding the chametz or procuring the chametz or making the mokom into a chametz free zone or the chametz into chametz eni yadua. Is that the concern? Some of those are already pretty fundamental. But again, they all flow from practically, you know, with the benefits you get from, let's say, anashim mitzuyim bebeiso v'or haner yafal b'dika. Or are we saying that because there's some benefit, you know, both in terms of being mavuror and lo plug, and, you know, the quality of the bedika, those differences are not sufficient to worry that you're not going to do it, or to worry that you're not going to be able to do it well enough to accomplish the goal. But they are sufficient to formalize tchilas man bedika in this way, in which case our concern is there's a din of tchilas man bedika, and that's a mechayev. You shouldn't avoid that. You shouldn't ignore that. Not just midin's reason. Mostly, midin bedika. So the or haner yafal bedika and the anshe bayis mitzuyin sham, right, end up, you know, making this. We're looking for the best moment of tchilas chiyu bedika. Bedika is the kind of thing which is formalized enough that it would have such a reckoning. And this is what does it. Ah, so then the consequences don't have to be that, you know, we're afraid he's not going to do it at all, or we're afraid, you know, that it'll tangibly really affect, you know, the quality of the bedika, legabe ones or misasek or lo nichale. I'm speaking shorthand, but based on our whole analysis earlier about bedikas chametz possibly, you know, being doraisa or something fundamental. We don't really think that, but we do think, you know, that doing it in an optimal way is koveya tchilas achiyuv, and we don't want to be ma'acher that tchilas achiyuv either. If you look at the language, I'm going to have to stop now. We'll continue. So tomorrow we'll continue at, what did I say, 8? That's 11 o'clock, right? So let me just talk about the language of the Rambam for a minute. And what I want to do tomorrow is look at the Rishonim. I want to look at the question of, what about Yom Yud Gimel, Leil Yud Gimel, that whole question in the Rishonim. The question of being mafsik, you know, once you're, if you're matchil beheter, do you have to be mafsik? Either way, being mafsik, Talmud Torah, and achila, and te'ima, and malacha, you know, those kind of issues. The Gemara also speaks about matznian as a chametz after bedika. You know, is that also, you know, formal din? So I just want to leave on one note, and that is, if we have the language of Lior, do you have the language of the Rambam with you? Perik Beis Halacha Gimel?
Not, yeah, just give me.
Okay, Yitzi? Kopstick?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, I'm sorry.
He's doing all right.
Good to ask, but it's okay. I know it's a, see what you can do. Perik Beis Halacha Gimel.
We never sell for
him. Yeah. Nagat Shir, you know, every once in a while when they have these pandemics, you have to get used to doing it, so it's good training. Yeah, go ahead.
We never sell for him.
Yeah, from the beginning of the Halacha Gimel, yeah. Go ahead.
We never sell from the Chavis Acher HaChamit Machvos of the Churim Livdok Lotzil Mikol Gvulo.
So there's several interesting things in the Rambam. Number one, this the inclusion of machbos and stakim, which is about the quality of the bedika, is how he introduces medivrei sofrim the halacha. Again, of course, the medivrei sofrim we talked about, a double medivrei sofrim. Again, I always think of medivrei sofrim connotes either doraisa or a high-level drabanan, a kein doraisa type of drabanan, or a hierarchical, you know, application, but something of, you know, origins of doraisa. The fact that he starts off with you know, the quality of the bedika, to show how serious it is, b'choros b'stakin, is significant. But then the language of our Gemara definitely goes beyond our text. True? And in what way? Itzi? I mean, not in spirit, but in language. What's the second difference?
Second difference. Oh, he says Shabbat can be spis and a chametz v'layla.
V'layla.
V'layla kol ha mitzvim v'batayim.
No, but it's as well, though.
Mitchilas leil arba asar.
Mitchilas leil arba asar. Our Gemara does not say mitchilas leil arba asar.
Right.
Our Gemara just says leil arba asar because of the mitzuyin and the ner, the afal of bedika. So the Rambam, ever so subtly, Kedarko, right, change that to mitchilas leil. Now, because of his reason, there's no hint of his reason in the Rambam. Then the third thing that the Rambam did, as one is the order, well, I say fourth, you have two, a double medivrei sofrim. You have beginning with the machbos who stuck in the quality. Then you have, he turned it into tchilas halayla. And then when he quotes a din of Talmud Torah, he actually has a double formulation, which the Kesa Mishnah picked up on. Right? One is lo likva medrash. Right? You have it? Go ahead. Yitzi, go ahead.
I don't have that.
One second. You put it away already.
That's fine. From where, sorry?
The way when he talks about the Likvo Medrash, and then he says,
oh, sorry. The Inkovi Medrash, Besof, excuse me, yeah.
Eve Besof, the previous day.
Right.
And the Talmud Chacham should not be mine. So if you look at the Kesa Mishnah, he's like, what are these two different things? He thinks that they're, one is a practical din. He thinks the first din is a formal din. Okay. So what I really want to say is, and where does the Rambam put all of this? In Perek Beis, Hilchos Chametz. Correct? What's the beginning of, you still have it open? Yitzi?
Yeah.
Chapter, what is the beginning of the chapter?
Wow. Right.
And remember, we'll talk more about this, but you know, we mentioned it already previously. We talked about the Rashi Tosis and the Rishonim on the Mishnah, that the Rambam actually downplays Bior somewhat. But he has Bedika under the rubric. The first two halachos are Tashbisu, and then comes Bedika. Midivrei Sofer, Midivrei Sofer. So I think that the Rambam clearly understood the transition from the Gemara thinking this is reason and some sort of an extraneous halacha, universal halacha, klali halacha, to now thinking that this is a fundamental din in Bedikas Chametz. Okay? So I want to pursue this with a little bit with the other Rishonim, and Nafkamina in the Shulchan Aruch. Want to talk about that tomorrow at 11, right? At 11. And after that, we'll move on to Maskir Socher. I told you to look at some of the Rishonim there. You know, the Rabbeinu David, Maram Chalava, of course, Rashi Tosis. I'll probably give a few more things to look at tomorrow also. Okay? So everybody should have a great day.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
It sounds like whatever we thought initially about Zrizin affecting Bedika is still maintained, at least in spirit, in terms of the Yadalid part. That at least the level of zealousness, like in connected to what may redefine this Man Bedika, we're never really leaving that. What?
It's much more than zealousness.
It's not Zrizin, but we're not losing Zrizin entirely. Like the Gemara is not saying we had Zrizin, and then we're forgetting about it entirely, and it's a din in Bedikas Chametz. It sounds like this reason.
But we're saying it's much more than Zrizin.
But it's still, right, but it's in the spirit of Zrizin.
Yeah, I mean, it's more intense. It's just like Mila. Like, if you look at the Rambam in Mila, in the Perek Aleph, yes, it's interesting, you know, that he makes makes it very clear that, again, this is the Mishnah in Megillah, right? You know, that it's kosher kol hayom, like the Gemara here, but that